Jai. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Avi Lasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bol Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bol Radha Ramana Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bol Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya 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 Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nittai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Nittai Gauranga Gaura Hari Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namin Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadharine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha minha vale. Hasta tia deja kar Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Udanhara Srivasati Kar Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Madha Srivasati Kar Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paribrajakacharya, Astotra Satya Sri Simad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Namacharya Haridas Thakura ki jai, Prem se koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath. Syamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhana ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Yamuna Devi ki jai. Ganga Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Goranga. Trinadapi sunichena Tarariva sahishnuna Amanina manadena Kirtaniya sadahari Hare nama Hare namaiva kivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Happy New Year. So, we are now going to begin our review of Bhagavad Gita. For the next year, we will do three different reviews. So this first review is the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. You should be familiar with this because you had to study it for the Brahman exam. So this introduction by Prabhupada is a good way to
to get a summary understanding. Let us begin with the introduction, which Prabhupada has, with the Mangalacharana prayers, which we can recite together. I must inform you, Krishna Kumar, that version, there may be some slight differences from what I'm reading in that. There might be. I'm just telling you. So if you see differences, it's because there it is. Your version should tally with what I'm going to read. Let us begin. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Together, I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangcha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother, Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Dasa and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha. He Krishna Karana Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distress and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I offer my obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas and all others in the line of devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So now we begin Prabhupada's introduction. Bhagavad Gita is also known as Gitopanishad. It is the essence of Vedic knowledge and one of the most important Upanishads in Vedic literature. Of course, there are many commentaries in English on Bhagavad Gita, and one may question the necessity for another one. This present edition can be explained in the following way. Recently, an American lady asked me to recommend an English translation of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, in America, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita available in English, but as far as I have seen, not only in America, but also in India, none of them can be strictly said to be authoritative, because in almost every one of them, the commentator has expressed his own opinions without touching the spirit of Bhagavad Gita as it is. The spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita itself. It is just like this. If we want to take a particular medicine, then we have to follow the directions written on the label. We cannot take the medicine according to our own whim or the direction of a friend. It must be taken according to the directions on the label or the directions given by a physician. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita should be taken or accepted as it is directed by the speaker himself. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Lord Sri Krishna. He is mentioned on every page of Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Of course, the word Bhagavan sometimes refers to any powerful person or any powerful demigod. This was the question that Mahatma asked last time we were here. Here Prabhupada is explaining. But at the same time, so the word Bhagavan sometimes refers to any powerful person or any powerful demigod. And certainly here, Bhagavan designates Lord Sri Krishna as a great personality. But at the same time, we should know that Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as is confirmed by all great acharyas, spiritual masters, like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka Swami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many other authorities of Vedic knowledge in India. So, I remember telling Mahatma that sometimes you will see in Bhagavatam, Indra is referred to Bhagavan, Narada, Lord Shiva. Whoa. Yes. So, this is what Prabhupada is mentioning, that yes, this word can be used. Now, one point here, Prabhupada says, like Shankaracharya, which is significant, because Shankaracharya was an impersonalist. But you've heard several classes now, Shankaracharya's Gita Mahatmya. And we're going to hear a different one tomorrow. I have another one from Shankaracharya. And in that one, repeatedly he says, I salute Lord Krishna. So, and Prabhupada explains, yes, Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva, but there's a famous slogan by Shankaracharya, Narayano Paro Vyaktat. You know that one? Very good. That's his famous, I think that's the introduction to his Bhagavad Gita, Narayano Paro Vyaktat, which means Narayan is beyond this material world. So Prabhupada is saying, even though Shankaracharya is an impersonalist, even he accepted that Krishna, God Narayan, is supreme. We'd expect that from Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka. They're Vaishnavas. We would especially expect them to accept Krishna. Of Ramanuja, Madhvachar, Nimbarkan, yes. If they are speaking, well, make sure that they're speaking the proper philosophy that is from that. There should be no, how should we say, no confusion. As soon as there is things that, wait a second, this is not what we're hearing from Lord Chaitanya. In other words, if there are fundamental differences, then you know, no. It should be the same. Yes. Okay, let's continue. The Lord himself also establishes himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody know what verse or verses Prabhupada's referring to there? This is something we should know. Where in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say, I am God? Anybody? Because I can think of two famous. Very good. Where is that found? 10:8. What's significant about 10:8? 10:8 is the beginning of Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita. So yes, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Mattak Sarvam Parvartate. Everything comes from me. The one that I always use, which is in chapter 7, Mattak. Now I remember. You've heard me say that a billion times. Yes. That's understandable. So here are two, at least two verses. There are others. Like you'll find in the 15th chapter, where Krishna says, beyond the fallible and the infallible is me. Therefore I'm known as Purushottam. So here's three verses right there that substantiate what Prabhupada is saying. And we should know that. We should know these verses. I don't know the actual Sanskrit. It's the one where he says, but beyond both the fallow, therefore I am celebrated in this world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Person or Purushottam. Shall we continue? And he is accepted as such in the Brahma Sanhita. What verse is Prabhupada referring to? Ishvara Paramaha. You know that one, Krishna Kumar? Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. Prabhupada quotes it trillions of times. Okay, good. And all the Puranas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, known as Bhagavad Purana, and he gives you the verse. Krishnastu. Does that sound familiar? See, you did learn something. Good. Because that's the key line of all the 18,000 shlokas. The whole Bhagavatam is proving that line. Therefore, we should take Bhagavad Gita as it is directed by the personality of Godhead himself. And the example Prabhupada give already, what example did Prabhupada give? No. Why we should take Bhagavad, he gave an example, why we should take Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. It's just like what? He gave the example 2 minutes ago. He gave an example. What example did he give? I want to see if you're comprehending. He gave an analogy. Analogy. Why we should take Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. He gave an analogy. That's not an analogy. An example, something in the material world. Come on, it's right there, beginning of the... What example did he give? That means you're not paying attention. Come on, it's right there. If we want to take a particular medicine, see? That means you're not paying attention. The question was very clear. Yo, does that make sense? That's called an analogy. You use something to explain the point. It's called analogy. Okay? Let's continue. This is how we learn Gita. Okay? All right. Pay attention. All right. Let us go. In the fourth chapter of the Gita, the Lord says, together, Imang vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivasvan manave praha manur ikshvakave bravit evang parampara praptang imang rajarshayo vidu sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parantapa sa evayam mayatedya yoga prokta paratanaha Bhaktosime sakacheti rahasyam hietad utamam. Here the Lord informs Arjuna that this system of yoga, the Bhagavad Gita, was first spoken to the sun god, and the sun god explained it to Manu, and Manu explained it to Ikshvaku, and in that way, by disciplic succession, one speaker after another, this yoga system has been coming down, but in the course of time it became lost. Consequently, the Lord has to speak it again, this time to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Everybody